Hi, this is Dr. Fred Templeman. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen to this audio presentation. I don't think you're going to be surprised to know that I want to talk to you today about your health. Specifically, I want to talk to you about how to ensure that you have health, optimal health, and then how to protect it. In my experience, no one wants to die young, and no one wants to die any sooner than absolutely necessary, even if they're not young. I think we all want to live full and productive lives, but we want our health up into our advanced years. Most of us personally know, or at least we know of, some older folks that have successfully carried robust good health into old age, and I think most of us would like to do the same thing. But I'm here to tell you that this will not happen by accident. Adding life to your years, and not just years to your life, requires planning. It takes effort, and it also takes deliberate action. In the book, Mangosteen the X Factor, I've said that we don't need to settle for less than optimum health. And I said that because the infirmities of age are not inevitable, and we don't have to become the victims of disease. And that's true even if everyone around us is having serious health problems. Paying close attention to diet, exercising judiciously and regularly, and supplementing wisely and adequately is going to change your life and optimize your health. Regardless of your current state, your health can be improved, and I'm going to try in this presentation to tell you why I firmly believe that that is true. Now, I'm not going to lecture today or try to instruct you on diet and exercise. I'm a physician, a family doctor, and I've done everything that family doctors do, and I did it for 20 years. The difference that I like to think existed in my practice was that I placed serious emphasis on patient education. I did that because I believe in a doctor-patient partnership, not just a doctor-patient relationship or association. In my opinion, no doctor could or should be allowed to assume the primary responsibility for your health. That right and responsibility is yours, and you'd be unwise to delegate it to anyone. A doctor has hundreds, if not thousands, of patients, and he or she hasn't got the time to give your health the full consideration that it deserves. That's your job. I see the doctor's job as being to act as a consultant to you, and that's what I'm going to try and do today. So get your information on diet and exercise, and then implement a sensible program that will become the foundation upon which you're going to optimize your health. I'll be talking to you today about supplementation. I want to talk to you about how to supplement, and most especially, I want to talk to you about what to use. Because in my opinion, supplementation is much more important than most folks believe.